This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, said today he has given the green light for the long-planned assault on the city of Fallujah. U.S. Marines have taken up positions on the western edge of the city, which is being fired on both from gunships and artillery units. The Marines seized control of two strategic bridges and a hospital in what's seen as the first stage of the invasion of the city. Yesterday, Prime Minister Alawi announced a state of emergency across most of the country for the next 60 days. That gives him broad powers to make arrests and impose curfews. NPR's Anne Garrels is with the Marines on the outskirts of the city. And how close are we to the actual invasion of Fallujah? Can you tell?
Well, I mean, from all the preparations, it would seem to be extremely close. Taking the hospital overnight is one indication. And this is also an indication, by the way, that the U.S. intends to control the information war as well as the battle on the ground. The hospital was the source of unconfirmed reports of heavy casualties in April, and that caused an outcry and eventually forced the Marines to withdraw from that assault, and they certainly don't want a repeat of that. As you mentioned, I'm right on the outskirts of Fallujah now with thousands of Marines and U.S. soldiers. We arrived in tanks, Humvees, and armored personnel carriers overnight and have taken up positions to prepare for the attack. Jets and artillery, you may hear them in the background, have been keeping up a constant barrage, prepping the city, as one officer put it.
And I'm hearing it right there. Are the Marines taking much fire from the insurgents?
What you're hearing or will hear is mainly outgoing artillery. There has been a little bit of scattered fire. We're surrounded by, there's some houses here, and there are Iraqi men in them. We saw flashes of signaling when we came in at night. They were obviously signaling to each other about the arrival of the Marines, and there were a couple of shots today. But so far, you know, the main assault hasn't taken place and nothing significant.
Iraqi units have joined the Marines for the assault on Fallujah. What exactly is their role and how effective have they been thus far?
Well, the U.S. wants to put an Iraqi face on this battle, and they need the Iraqis to handle sensitive targets like mosques. And they used the best of the Iraqi units when they took the hospital along with U.S. Special Forces overnight. However, the performance of other Iraqi units is a big question mark. The Iraqi battalion, which is attached to a Marine regiment I'm with, has shrunk from over 500 men in just 2 weeks down to 170. 255 men alone deserted over this weekend. That is not good news.
The U.S. Marines have been preparing for this assault for some time now. You're with them. What are they saying to you in these hours as they wait word for the assault to begin?
Well, I think they're happy that they're finally moving. The wait back in the barracks was really hard on them. Now they're busy doing their job. They have a healthy dose of fear and apprehension. They know they're going to be facing a pretty brutal battle moving block to block in Fallujah. But they're also anxious to see how well they perform. You know, they say, we've trained for this for years. And for many of them, this is their first combat. And, you know, they want to know if they can do it.
The assault on Fallujah last April was conducted by the Marines, and they pulled out before the battle was done. What do they say about that now?
Oh, the Marines were furious about it. They didn't want to go in April at the time. They didn't think it was necessary. And then when they were pulled out before they'd been able to do the job, they were doubly angry. This time, the Marines say they're going in, and it will be a decisive victory.
And just a last question, the city of Fallujah, is it empty now of civilians?
We're getting reports that most civilians have left the city. I can't confirm that because I'm not inside.
Anne, thanks very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Anne Garrels with a U.S. Marine battalion on the edge of Fallujah.